Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Gary in Virginia listens to The Money Pit on Free FM, WJFK. What can we do for you?
I have a 1960s house that I'm as a fixer-upper, and in the kitchen I have an electrical question that my GC ran some 12-3 wire. So, for example, to use for two circuits. So, I say a circuit for lights and a circuit for small appliances.
Okay.
And then down to the main, the breaker, do I have to use two-pole breakers, or can I use single-pole breakers and not have a phasing problem?
No, actually, I think the best thing to do in that situation is use a two-pole. But why did he run 12-3? Why didn't he just run two circuits? If he's got to run wire, why doesn't he just run the wire?
Well, to be candid with you, I spent a lot of money on the house, and I'm trying to get some help that's not costing me a fortune, and that's why I'm calling you, to make sure that what's not costing me a fortune still
does. He's done right.
Gary, with the kind of remodel that you're doing, I would recommend that you not use one wire for that. I think you're better off using two separate circuits. I know you're trying to save some money, but really what you ought to be doing is you can use a 14-gauge, 15-amp wire for the lighting circuit, and then you can use the 12, but just use the wires that you need for the one circuit to run the small appliance circuit. This way you have two completely separate circuits, two completely dedicated circuits to each area of the house. It's going to be a lot safer and a lot cleaner way to get that job done. Secondly, make sure that you're getting an electrical permit and make sure that you have this area inspected to make sure the electrician is doing it right. It gets pretty complicated when you're tackling remodeling projects on existing homes. You never quite know where all that wiring is going. We want to make sure it's done safe. And the other thing that comes to mind is on that kitchen counter circuit, we have the small appliances. You also need to add ground fault circuit interrupters to protect yourselves from any shocks that could occur from that electricity getting in contact with water.
All right, I'm going to separate them. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.